Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a low of 33. The Amtrak station in Sturtevant is expected to be very crowded late this afternoon as the popular Canadian Pacific holiday train makes its annual stop to distribute some holiday cheer and collect food donations for the Racine County Food Bank. Sturtevant Police Chief Sean Marshke says with the event on a Monday this year, the crowd could be a little smaller. But if you are planning to attend, he suggests you arrive at the train station at least an hour before the scheduled stop of 5:25 this evening. And Marshke says it might be easier to reach the station from the south.
Come in on Highway 11 and H, heading north on Highway H towards the train station. There is quite a bit of congestion at the intersection of Highway 20 and H or Renaissance Boulevard, so it's easier to get in and out of the train station if you come from Highway 11.
People also gather at crossings along the route in Kenosha and Racine counties, and Marshke says that's fine as long as you stay a safe distance from the rails. The train is scheduled to stop for about a half an hour, so drivers on Highway 20 should expect big delays when the crowd starts to leave at about 6 o'clock. Racine has enjoyed a downward trend in burglaries over the past 3 years, but burglaries and thefts tend to spike during the holiday season. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Racine police and other law enforcement agencies will tell you that a big percentage of residential burglaries these days are occurring during the daytime when nobody's home. So doors and windows got to be locked when you're away. And if you're going to be away for a long period of time, make sure to have somebody pick up your newspapers and your mail or have the delivery placed on hold. Uncollected mail and papers, that's an easy indicator that that residence is not occupied. Criminals are also looking for easy targets in shopping center parking lots. You want to keep packages locked in the trunk or at least stored out of plain view. Keep all doors locked on your vehicles at all times. That'll help reduce the likelihood of becoming a victim. And break down those boxes for which you recently purchased big ticket items. Turn them inside out if you're going to leave them out, or rip them up to have them inside your recycling cart. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
State Representative Robin Voss recently took a ride in the back of an ambulance to make the case that Wisconsin needs to spend more on road maintenance. The Assembly Speaker released a video today that shows him and his cousin, who works for the Burlington Rescue Squad, bouncing along in the back of an ambulance. His cousin invited him along for the ride. Voss is among Republicans who support doing what needs to be done to raise additional revenue for roads. A gas tax increase, toll roads, and tire vehicle registration fees have been ideas that have been bandied about. A hearing on the DOT's budget request is scheduled for tomorrow. After representatives of the Kenosha Community Health Center failed to show up at the last Kenosha City Council meeting to answer questions about the center's operation, three aldermen are requesting a federal investigation. A resolution before the council this evening seeks an investigation of the center's staffing and compliance with the Public Health Service Act by the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration. The resolution notes that the center, which serves uninsured and underinsured low-income residents, laid off dental hygienists while at the same time expanding services outside of Kenosha. It also calls into question who is acting as the facility's executive director. Aldermen will also consider changes to the city's ethics code, including the elimination of the appointed ethics committee. The council meeting starts at 7 o'clock this evening at the municipal building. Lathrop Avenue on Racine's west side was closed between 16th Street and Wright Avenue for several hours early Sunday morning because of a two-vehicle crash that led to a number of injuries. The crash itself happened about 2:30 in the morning, while at least one vehicle was loaded onto a tow truck about 5 hours later. Initial reports from police indicate a driver pulled away from an eastbound stop sign at 15th Street and struck the other vehicle going north. One of the victims was taken to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life, while another remains at Ascension All Saints Medical Center. Two other people suffered lesser injuries. Alcohol may have been a factor. Wisconsin will play Western Michigan in the Cotton Bowl January 2nd at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The first trip to a top-level bowl since a Rose Bowl appearance at the end of the 2012 season. The Badgers dropped to number 8 in the Associated Press and coaches' polls after the Big Ten championship loss to Penn State. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.